You might say, he's a man. What?
He's a poor man.
Well, but if you want to start the sentence with he's a man, then what would you say? He's a man something poor. Would you say
he's... Oh, he's a man who's, okay. Which is a contraction
okay.
of who is.
Yeah, fine. What do you call the center of a cherry?
Pip.
And what do you call the center of a peach?
Seed.
And now they're two kind of peaches. One, the meat comes away easily, and the other one sticks.
Cling peaches and fresh, cling free, no, that's what's that, I don't know.
Talking about cling stones?
Cling stone, yeah, but there's another. I forget it now.
What can you remember? Either one of them?
Clingstone is one.
Uh-huh.
But now I think that's the one we call the pressed peach because the meat adheres to the seed. I believe it's either freestone, clear seed.
Okay.
A clear seed
okay.
is
and
the one that the
apart.
Meat comes off of the seed. Yeah.
Okay, fine. What do you call the center of an apple?
Core.
And do you have a term for dried fruit, cut up in slices? Have you ever heard the word snits? Do you mean that?
No.
What do you call nuts that ripen underground?
Peanuts.
And what do you call a nut that grows on a tree that has two coverings, and the inner covering is very hard?
Well, there's a pecan.
Yeah.
Walnut.
Yeah, walnut's the one I was thinking about.
Yeah.
What do you call the outer covering on the walnut? You have a term for it?
Hull.
And how about the inner covering?
Shell.
If there was
we don't have many walnuts down here. That's what I was trying to visualize, but what applies to the walnut also applies to the pecan.
Okay.
You have exactly the same structure.
Mm-hmm.
A hull and then a shell and
okay.
then the meat.
If there was some fruit on the kitchen table that you wanted to squeeze for breakfast, you might say to someone, please hand me...
Did you say a squeeze?
If there's some fruit on the table that you want to squeeze for breakfast, you might say to someone, please hand me the...
Squeezer.
Okay. And you would be about to squeeze what?
The fruit.
Okay. And what specific fruit might it be?
Oranges.
Okay.
Okay. Lemons.
So you might say, please hand me what?
The lemon squeezer or the orange squeezer.
Okay. The children were at the cookie jar this morning and now the cookies are all...
grown.
What are some small hard vegetables that are red on the outside and white on the inside?
Radishes.
And what about red vegetables that grow on vines and ketchup?
Tomatoes.
What are some hard white vegetables that grow underground and have skins on them?
Potatoes.
And how about the same thing except they're sort of pink on the outside?
Sweet potatoes.
Okay. Do you distinguish between sweet potatoes and yams? Or do you ever use the term?
They don't use the term here.
What vegetable makes your eyes water when you cut it up?
All of them make mine.
Well, what's the usual vegetable that makes people's eyes water?
Oh, you said eyes or
yeah.
mouth?
Yeah. Oh, I said
you
eyes.
Said mouth, and of course that's why I said all vegetables make.
I'm sorry.
No, onions
I'm sorry.
Make your eyes water.
Yeah.
That's right.
And what are some small ones with green tops on them? Small onions with green tops.
The spring onions.
Okay. What vegetable looks like a lettuce, but it's heavier and it's more compact?
Celery.
Okay. There's another one, too, that's round.
Cabbage.
Okay. And if you had two of these and added one more, you'd have?
A salad.
Well, would you say three cabbage or three cabbages?
Oh, three cabbages.
Okay. To remove beans from their outer covering, you have to what the beans?
Hull them.
What are large flat beans that don't have, well, that do have to be hulled?
Butter beans.
And are different kinds of butter beans eaten around here?
Yeah, but we we refer to them as little butter beans and big butter beans.
Uh-huh.
Now, I don't know I know when my wife sent her the soup, I said, be sure to get the little butter beans.
Okay.
I don't know what the what the other terms.
What do you call long beans that are green or yellow and don't have to be hulled?
String beans.
What do you call the tops of turnips that can be eaten?
Turnip greens.
If you had one head of lettuce and you added one more, you'd have?
2 heads of lettuce.
Okay. Someone might come home at night and say, I'm really tired now because I...
All wore out.
Okay. Would you ever say, I done worked? If you ask someone if a pork...
You might say, he did the work, or who done the work. But uh-huh. You wouldn't say, he done the work.
Okay. Well, some people... What? Well, to intensify having worked all day, some people say, he done worked all day.
No, I've not heard.
Okay. If someone asks...